on the press release, you have this really cool origin of the new album, how it all came about. Can you just share that with us?
Well, we got a new guitar player, Kerry Kelly. He came out of the blue. Our original guitar player moved to Chicago, and we were without anybody with gigs coming up. And Kerry came to a friend of ours. He just showed up, and we ran him at a rehearsal, kind of audition, and he just fit the bill. He was great. We didn't really have a rehearsal so much as just plugged in and played in somebody's living room. We still haven't had a rehearsal, and it's been in the band for 8 months. We don't rehearse. We just have sound checks. But everything seemed to shift gear. Everybody was playing harder and better. And bit by bit, he found his way into the top of the... It's very, very difficult being a three-piece band, you know. You have to hold it down big time. The singer has to really be on his game. And that's just the singer. You know, there's three other guys that have to make it sound meaningful. You can't fall back on keyboards. There's no synthesizers. There's nothing jive about it. We're just playing like an old 70s rock group, which is kind of my favorite period. And we wanted to capture that. And we had a record out 2 years ago called Rough Ensemble. The single went number one on classic rock radio, which really surprised us. But I thought it would be great to make a live album of the energy that we have now, just to give to the fans. There was no, and there is no plan to, you know, treat it like an epic. It's just it's a document of what we sound like. It isn't loaded with hits. It's just loaded with the songs I like the best that we played. We have a song on it called If You Ever Get Lonely, which was on the last album, which we're going to radio with as a single. And we're re-releasing the original too. And a band down in Nashville called Love and Theft have released it as a single. And they had a number one hit last year. And they're very popular. So it's possible, just possible, that they could go number one again. And if they did with that song, it would be interesting because then we'd have a hit in country music and possibly a hit in the rock market. So, you know, it's an interesting period. I have no idea what's about to happen next.